Hey, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and I'm coming at you today about DAS systems. And I want to talk about a way to remove obstacles for DAS system deployment. Many of you know now that the carriers don't want to pay for the medium to small size venues, but I have a way that we can help the enterprise owner, the business owner, and maybe the real estate owner, whoever it is, a building owner, put in these DAS systems, a way for them to get creative with their finances. And that's what the name of this post is. On wadeforwireless.com, you can go to how to finance DAS systems. And there it is. That's what we're going to talk about today. DAS financing. Because it's one more obstacle in the way for these venues. Now, let me start with the history. The carriers have said, specifically T-Mobile, but they all agree with it, and they made it very clear that they don't want to pay for these smaller shared DAS systems anymore. They just don't want to pay for it. For one, DAS was very expensive, and they didn't see a payback like they thought they would, and a lot of the way that these business models were set up, they didn't like. So now I think they're going to abandon it. However, carriers, you need to free up small cells for us to put in these systems because they still hold the control of these small cells like tyrants. So you can't have it both ways. Am I right? These deployment teams need to work with the end customer and they can't have you screwing with them on the other end. All right, now let me move on. This is one more obstacle for you to put in the DAS system, whether you're doing public safety DAS or carrier DAS. This is a way for you to go to the enterprise owner, for you to go to the business owner, the building owner, whatever it is, and provide them with a solution to have coverage inside their building. They can have public safety coverage and they can have carrier coverage. And here's what you're going to do. They're going to complain about the price. Am I right? Everyone complains about price. It's just part of doing business in this industry, in any industry, really. You can take that obstacle out of the way and tell them if they don't have a way to pay for it, maybe they could finance it. Especially the building owners and the real estate owners and the managers. People like that, they like to finance because they see a value in the write-off and everything. Well, here's a way for you to do it. And here's what started it. I was working with Jen Faber. I talked to Jen Faber of Century Financial Corporation. And by the way, her number is 801-303-1113. And she's a director of business development for Century. Century is S-E-N-T-R-Y, Century Financial Corporation. And they actually came up with a way to finance these DAS systems. There's a lot of issues that you have to overcome. Like, well, you got to do a credit check. I mean, that's the background of it. And you also have to have a good reason for putting a DAS system in. I'll get into all that. I'll go through it step by step. But I just want you to know that in today's world, there's a lot of problems like that you have to take care of or you have to be prepared for. Public safety coverage in a building is a huge one. You want to make sure with all the problems in today's world, and you know what I'm talking about, the shootings, the bombings, fires, medical emergencies, anything like that, you want to have coverage in the building. Because if public safety goes in there, if a first responder goes in there and they can't talk to anybody, what's going to happen? Chances are good somebody's going to die. It's a real problem. That's the reason I bring up public safety DAS here. It's a big part of coverage. Or the carriers. If they don't have coverage on their cell phones, people could die. You can't warn people. You can't help people. You can't call for help. That's a problem. It's more prevalent than you thought. Not only that, but I was listening to a report, a presentation that Ian Gallott did of IGR. And I have a link in wadeforwireless.com if you want to hear it. The report is in there where he talks about how I think about 80% of the smartphone usage is in building, which think about it. You're in the building most of the time for work, for business. Most people are inside a building doing their job. So with that said, we have to have the proper coverage there. That's what we need. Coverage for public safety and coverage with the carrier's signal. That's what we want to do. We want to make sure that we're covered. Now, there's a sales pitch, right? Am I right? You want to make sure you have the best coverage in there for all those reasons. And the way you're going to get that is no longer through the carriers. They aren't going to pay for jack, okay? But what you are going to get, the enterprise customers, which would be the small to mid-sized business owners, it would be the building owners, the business owners, the building managers, they will probably want to put this in. And what are they going to be a fan of? They're going to be a fan of financing. That's going to be one way to remove an obstacle, a big obstacle. Listen, price is a price. I don't want you to underbid anything. I want you to make a profit on this. I don't want you to screw the customer over, but I do want you to make money. So if you're a profitable business, you're a happy business, profitable and safe. So what you want to do is work on this financing. And that's where Jen Faber of Century Finance comes in. She actually came up with a way for us to put the steps in place for these companies to finance it so they don't have to pay it all out at one time. The great thing is, whoever you use for the DAS system or small cells, I'm a big fan of putting small cells in for indoor coverage, as you know. Plus, I think they're very cost effective. Whoever you use, the OEM gets paid. You, as the installer, the integrator, the tester, you get paid. Everyone's happy. And that way the customer doesn't have to put out all the money at once. Now, here are the questions I asked Jen. And these are all on my blog at wadeforwireless.com, where, by the way, I'd like to thank my sponsor, towersafety.com, who does tower training and instructional training. And they're going to include drone training soon, as well as crane training, out at their facilities at Phoenix, Arizona. But if you can't go to them, they'll go to you. All right, towersafety.com. Let's go. DAS systems. Here's what I asked. I said, what DAS systems would you finance? Basically, all DAS systems are creditworthy. That's the thing. Is the end user creditworthy? They have to have good credit. Who would finance these systems? Like, in other words, what I wondered, who would the customers be? Would it be enterprise, building owners, government entities, utilities, small to medium businesses? I can't talk today, folks. Sorry. Installers or who? And here's what she said. They'll provide the lease financing to all creditworthy end users, including enterprise, building owners, utilities, and middle market companies. Revenues usually have, well, she has greater than $50 million, and positive net income for the last 3 years, tangible net worth, and audited financials. So what price range would these systems be in? Minimum project cost to what they would finance would be about $250,000. There's no maximum if the credit can support it. So the maximum is basically held by the credit. So what OEMs do you see deployed the most often? Now, this is for DAS, right? Small cells, it's going to change the scope. But for DAS, primarily Solid, CommScope, TE Connectivity, now part of CommScope, Corning, and JMA in DAS. So all those DAS companies are very common. So then I asked, do you have a requirement for the integrators doing the DAS installation? So typically, they work through the OEM or integrator partner to rely on their expertise for the installation. So they're going to rely on the partner, basically who's going to do the engineering. That could be the OEM or the integrator partner. Nevertheless, the integrators must be experienced and reputable. So for all you guys that do a half-assed job, it's going to come back to bite you. They want experience and they want a reputable company. Next question. When financing, what would the payment terms be like for 5 or 10 years? Well, for DAS, this is the answer. For DAS, the lease generally ranges from 36 to 60 months, which 3 to 5 years, right? Depending upon the business accounting, tax, and other objectives to the end user. At the end of the lease term, the end user has the option to purchase a system, upgrade the system, or extend the lease term. So I guess it's like a lease to own. Now, next question. Do you work mostly with DAS contractors or the end user when finding the business? Now, this is finding the business. They typically work through the OEM or integrator partner, the DAS contractor, to enable them to offer the lease financing solution to the end user customer. We also have worked directly with the end user. So the end user can go to them or, you know, the partner. The partners probably bring them in as part of a solution for the end customer. That's how I see it in my head. Now, the next question. How would potential customers go about getting financing with your group? Or how would a potential customer? So an OEM, integrator, or end user may contact Century directly using the information I gave you about Jen Faber. Century typically starts with a high-level overview of the project costs, and financials of the end user, 3 full years and most recent interim financials. If the end user is a public company, then they can get their financials online. The credit worthiness of the end user must support the transaction. So then I also have a drawing in there, basically how it works. And that gives you an idea of what's going on. In other words, you have the OEM equipment, you have the design, you have the installation all going through the integrator. Then you have Century that comes in. They help finance it, the customer, but they also work with the integrator because they have to verify the integrator is reputable and experienced. And then bam, they put the system, or then they put this financing together so the customer can lease the system basically. And it's a lease to own, is the way I see it, it's a lease to own. So there you have it. So now you know everything you need to know about DAS financing. The girl that I talked to, who was very nice, very sweet lady, that was nice enough to work with me and help me put all this together, because I am no expert, obviously. But through her, I was able to put all this together to answer for you to take out that last obstacle in DAS deployments. Jennifer Faber. Jen, J-E-N-N, Faber, F as in Frank, A-B as in boy, E-R, F-A-B-E-R. And again, her number is 801-303-1113 with Century Financial Corporation. There's other people that work there too, Bo White and Scott Young, and feel free to contact them. Their numbers are in my blog and wadeforwireless.com. But just so you know, this is one more way that you can get those challenges out of the way if you're deploying DAS systems. And this is something that I think is really going to help you guys. It's just one more obstacle you can eliminate from the customer, one more excuse you can take away from the customer for not getting your system. We do all that we can to make sure that we have everything we need to do the system right, and everyone complains about price. I see this as a big obstacle out of the way. I just do. Hey, don't forget, I have the Wireless Deployment Handbook, the ebook that I put out there, which is for LTE, small cell, CRAN, and DAS deployments. It's the edition that's going to help you out. I also have scope of work training. I have a logbook for sale out there. It's all in the link. Look on wadeforwireless.com. I have it scrolled down almost to the bottom. Also, I'm happy to take feedback. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what you want to hear about. And just keep in touch. Also, you can sign up for my newsletter. I put a newsletter out where I put out the news, usually weekly. Every Friday I put it out. That's about it, folks. Have a happy holiday. I hope it's all safe. I hope you all get to relax. And God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.